A British Columbia First Nation says racism in the healthcare system persists despite efforts by the government and industry to combat the problem. The Siletchikutin National Government says in a statement that it met with officials from Interior Health, the Cariboo Regional District and the City of Williams Lake last week to address the issue. Siletchikutin Tribal Chair Joe Alphon says racism within the local health system is limiting the Indigenous community's access to care, and the problem is further exacerbated by a dire shortage of doctors. The nation's statement says the doctor shortage remains at Cariboo Memorial Hospital, and racism at the hospital is still happening. In November 2020, the BC government released the report which found that stereotyping, prejudice and racist treatment were common experiences for Indigenous people seeking health care, and it recommended policy and legislation changes to protect patients. The BC Health Ministry did not immediately issue a comment in response to the statement. The Siletchikutin Nation says the calls for action from the report remain unaddressed. Racism at the hospital is still happening. This meeting was an opportunity to address these issues, Alphon says. We need to have consistent communication with the Interior Health Board to make sure that voices are heard and issues are dealt with appropriately. Alphon says in the statement that the nation is concerned about the reason for doctors leaving the hospital and have asked to work with health authorities to attract and retain culturally sensitive physicians. Read also. Video. Health Accord tackles Indigenous-specific racism in Fraser Salish. Read also. Wave of racist emails unleashed on BC researchers investigating racism in healthcare.